Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Biggest draft needs for every NFC East team. Next on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Welcome to FFT in 5. I'm Chris Towers. I'm here with Dave Richard. And we're talking about the biggest draft needs for every NFC East team. We did the AFC East teams on yesterday's podcast, so make sure you check that out. And, you know, the NFC East, that's really good division. Three playoff teams last season. We think the Commanders might be a little better than they were last season. But we'll start with the Eagles, who obviously made the Super Bowl. And it looks like they might be taking a step back. Now, on offense, this team seems pretty set. So I don't know if you want to go with an offensive need or focus on the defense, which is where I think they'll make their biggest investments.
I agree. I think defense is where they will go, but that's not any fun for this podcast. So which position on offense that matters to fantasy football could Philadelphia gravitate toward? I think it's running back. I think losing Miles Sanders was intentional. I think the Eagles are a smart team. I don't see them making a big jump or taking Bijan. I know that they've got, the 10th pick in the draft. Mm-hmm. I don't see them taking Bijan there. But if he fell to them toward the end of the draft, then maybe they would. Maybe at 30, the 30th pick in the draft, they would take him there. But that's their need. And I think fantasy managers will get excited about whichever running back they get, because I don't think they can feel great about their future at the position with Rashad Penny on a one-year deal, Kenneth Gainwell, who they've kind of pegged as like a passing downs type mm-hmm. specialist, and Boston Scott, who's been more of a backup since he's been there.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. They're a team that seems like a good spot for like a third round running back. We'll see if that's the way they go. Although, you know, if they did want to take Bijan Robinson at the end of the first round, that could be pretty huge. I think there's another team in the NFC East that might take Bijan Robinson late in the first round. That's the Cowboys. But do you think that's their biggest need?
It is. Because they address the wide receiver position with Brandon Cooks. Mm-hmm. And I think Cooks can handle more than 1 year in Dallas. And I think it would be a little, it would be gutsy. I think that's the term I would use if they added another big time wide receiver. If they were to spend their first round pick on Jaxon Smith-Njigba or Zay Flowers, Quentin Johnson, one of those guys, I'd be surprised if they did that. Although that would give them an amazing receiving core. Mm-hmm. It would be great for Dak Prescott. I just don't think it's their biggest need. And you might think that, well, they've just lost Dalton Schultz. Tight end should be their biggest need. I think they like what they have between Jake Ferguson and Peyton Hendershot. And those guys could end up working side by side to kind of help replace them. So I think it kind of falls on running back. Pollard is on a one-year deal. Mm-hmm. I think the Cowboys are going to be a lot smarter with how they handle running backs moving forward, after they were in such a terrible contract situation with Ezekiel Elliott. This could be the spot for Bijan Robinson. Do not be surprised by it, but it would absolutely wreck the value of mm-hmm. Tony Pollard in 2023. Fingers crossed that Bijan gets picked before Dallas has the chance to take him.
Now, you mentioned Jaxon Smith-Njigba. The Giants were at his pro day, and that seems like the obvious biggest need for them. Do you agree that the wide receiver is their biggest need?
There's no question about it. I think they're fine at tight end, especially now that they acquired Darren Waller. They've mm-hmm. got Saquon Barkley back for one more year. I don't think it's too big of a need at running back. For example, if they were to take Bijan Robinson, this is ridiculous because they've got Saquon, and they could still potentially sign Saquon to a nice deal where he can spend the majority of his career with the New York Giants. Yeah, I'm going to say wide receiver is where they need to go. And not just any wide receiver, Chris. They need a perimeter wide receiver. They need somebody that can win on the outside. They've got Wandale Robinson. They drafted him last year. He's a slot guy. Paris Campbell, when he's played in Indianapolis, he's worked as a slot guy. Jamison Crowder, before he became a nobody, he was a slot guy. I think he's got some experience in Buffalo, and that's what made him interesting to the Giants, because that's where Brian Daboll came from. And Sterling Shepard's back. And when he's been at his best, it's been when he's been in the slot. So I don't know how many outside receivers they have that we feel great about. Isaiah Hodgins would be one of them. They need another one. They need one of those big-time outside wideouts to further strengthen this receiving core and further give Daniel Jones a chance to get some good numbers through the air.
And we'll finish it up with the Commanders, who probably of all these teams have the most holes to fill, both on offense and on the other side of the ball. They're picking 16th in the first round, and wouldn't be a surprise if they went and got a quarterback. But what do you think the biggest need is here?
I believe them when they talk about Sam Howell as their guy, and they think that he's their franchise quarterback. I would be surprised if the Commanders made a play for one of the big quarterbacks in this draft. So I'm not going to list that as their position of need. Antonio Gibson is going to be, in his fourth year? So he's not going to be on the team after this year. And Brian Robinson was good last year, but not necessarily great. They need to add another running back. I think that that's the position of need that's biggest for the Commanders.
Yeah, they've got playmakers at wide receiver. You know, maybe they could go get a tight end. I don't think Logan Thomas is ever going to be the same after that knee injury. And if they don't want to go get a quarterback, yeah, I think running back's probably the spot that makes the most sense. Although I don't know if that would be a first round pick or more like a day two or even three spot. But yeah,
don't be surprised if by the end of this draft for the Washington Commanders, they address running back, they address tight end, and they address quarterback. Maybe it's a day three quarterback that they bring in.
It's a good draft if you need a running back or a tight end like the Commanders do. So
yes.
Not a bad spot to be in for them. And that's going to do it for the NFC East team needs on Fantasy Football Today in 5. We'll be back next week to talk more draft prep preview for the 2023 NFL Draft. We'll see you then.
On May 23rd,
I want to go back to normal.
What's normal?
The Paramount Plus original series, Evil Returns.
We've already hunted werewolves and demons.
And now what? A baby antichrist?
Okie dokie.
Prepare yourself.
You will not beat us.
For the end.
I have visions of hell.
Make it stop. Make it shut up.
You're not gonna survive this.
Evil, the final season. Streaming May 23rd, only on Paramount Plus.